Welcome back to Right Side. I cannot wait for what's coming up next. Allison Sinclair, though, take it away.
So we have JP's Miraculous Miracle Monster Montage.
I think that's all of them, yeah.
Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
It's coming up.
For
which
now.
It is brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer Lee. Stan is a 30-year veteran in the practice of law in North Alabama, and not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he has been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side Ruffian community. I can vouch for that one. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients like Lindsey Graham and widowy thousands of real estate transactions over the years. And when Stan McDonald is on your side, you will have no greater friend. And likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe. Attorney Stan McDonald at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee is an America First family man and an attorney who's vigilant for those he represents. You can call him and reach him today at 256-533-0202, 256-533-0202. And if you call, let them know you heard about him on Right Side Radio. But now, time for Stand By for the News.
Stand By for News.
Her life could be at danger because of the rhetoric.
Her life is in danger? Who's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think her life is in danger. I don't think anybody cares about her.
Technically true, based on what I've heard and what I know, that he didn't tell her not to run. But what she didn't say was that he sent her a poll privately, and it showed her down 20 points to John Ossoff.
I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country.
I don't think there are many people in the country who live out Donald Trump's own stated principles more precisely than Thomas Massie does. Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on that he is a target, but Lindsey Graham has an endorsement? But if Lindsey Graham continues to get elected, then the whole MAGA thing is totally fake.
We've had some great interviews with Tucker Carlson. But you can't tell him who to interview. I mean, if he wants to interview Nick Fuentes, I don't know much about him, but if he wants to do it, get the word out. Let him, you know, people have to decide. Ultimately, people have to decide.
What's kind of the chain that gets us to the stripes in the sky that we see?
Aircraft are taking off from countless locations. We're aware of a number of military bases where we know they're deploying from. We also have commercial aircraft with commercial markings that we know are being used in these operations. We have up-close photographs aimed into the exhaust jet stream to make this look like, quote, condensation. We are not implicating commercial pilots or personnel, but we are communicating with them.
We have a little man sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who really believes that Hitler was the greatest man ever on Earth.
But, you know, you have some strain on the right that says, no, you know, illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration, no matter what, is good. And wait a minute. Now, I'm not saying any of it's that it's all bad or what, but is bringing 10 million people from like Somalia and dumping them into Georgia, is that good because it's legal?
Mm. Dude. It's a good one.
Thank you.
I was writing so fast. Because that is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Where do we start, peoples?
I think, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
He doesn't even know why we're saying
MTG.
That.
Yeah. I don't know what where's the beef is, but yeah. MTG.
Sorry for a second. Where's the beef? Okay, that used to be a Wendy's commercial.
Okay.
Back in the 80s.
Dear JP.
90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I cared about where's the beef because Wendy's was the first like fast food place that was constructed on 280 when I was a kid. Okay. I lived back in the time where there were only trees and there weren't restaurants. And when they built restaurants, you're like, what's this? Anywho, the commercial at the time had a little old lady who said, where's the beef?
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And it's right there because they were making fun of other hamburger chains who didn't have delicious squares of meaty beef.
Which is totally natural.
It's so
squares
natural.
Are very normal.
And they're not frozen, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay? Of course not.
Anywho, where's the beef, guys? What is going on? What is going on?
Well, we got about 20 seconds, but I'll just say, I think it's very multifaceted, but I think there's a ton of threads you can pull on.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was excellent.
Yeah. I think there's many different threads you could pull on in there. Not only, you know, there's the MT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Trump beef side of it, but I think that is just, it's a very trending and, you know, topic that's getting a lot of eyeballs, but I think it's a part of a much bigger problem.
Mm.
So.
Mm. All right, then.
So if you go anywhere, you're going to miss all of this. Right, Sinclair?
That's right. Actually, I'm still writing because I have so many thoughts. If anybody cares, you should stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Amy Beth, Allison, and JP. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison Sinclair with Amy Beth Shaver and JP on the buttons, doing all the buttons.
The buttons.
So I'm not sure what is going down inside Trumplandia, aka the GOP, aka America First versus MAGA. It's a whole thing. I'd like to read what Trump put out about Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Please do.
Well, you can read one of them because they're both kind of long. But
the Massie one in particular really upset me. But
I don't get it. The thing is, before I read them, it's kind of funny when it's going and he's talking about our true enemies, like the crazy left. Like this, but I'm not sure in that clip it said, since when are Thomas Massie and MTG the enemies, but yet we're all in on Lindsey Graham, who, you know, and anyway, let me just read what he wrote. I'll read the MTG one and then you can read your boy, Thomas.
Okay, my boy.
Okay. I am withdrawing my support and endorsement of Congresswoman in quotation marks. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. Maybe she's not very congresswoman-like. Mm. Marjorie Taylor Greene of the great state of Georgia. Over the past few weeks, despite my creating record achievements for our country, including a total and complete victory on the shutdown, closed borders, low taxes, no men and women's sports or transgender for everyone, ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation, biggest regulation cuts in history, stopping 8 wars, rebuilding our military, being respected by every country in the world, as opposed to being the laughingstock we were just 12 months ago, having trillions of dollars, record-setting, invested in the USA, and having created the hottest country anywhere in the world from being a dead country just 12 months ago, and so much more. All I see wacky Marjorie do is complain, complain, complain. It seemed to be to all begin when I sent her a poll stating that she should not run for senator or governor. She was at 12% and didn't have a chance. And unless, of course, she had my endorsement, which she wasn't about to get. She's told many people that she's upset that I didn't return her phone calls anymore, but with 219 congressmen and women, 53 senators, 24 cabinet members, almost 200 countries, and an otherwise normal life to lead, which made me giggle. I don't know what's normal about that. I can't take a ranting lunatic's call every day. I understand that wonderful conservative people are thinking about primarying Marjorie in her district in Georgia, that they too are fed up with her and her antics, and if the right person runs, they will have my complete and unyielding support. She has gone far left, even doing The View with their low IQ Republican hating anchors. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Do you have the Thomas Massie one?
I do. So a little bit of context on this one. Thomas Massie, who married his high school sweetheart, married for over 30 years, I believe, tragically passed away about a year ago. I think it was last year around this time, actually. And he just recently, within the past month, remarried. Donald Trump put up a Truth Social yesterday, said, did Thomas Massie, sometimes referred to as Rand Paul Jr. because of the fact that he always votes against the Republican Party, get married already? Boy, that was quick. No wonder the polls have him at less than 8% chance of winning the election. Anyway, have a great life with Thomas and question mark. His wife will soon find out that she's stuck with an all caps loser.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my thing with that one, and you know, Thomas Massie is much more libertarian than I am. So we for sure do not agree on everything. There's a lot of stuff I don't agree with Massie on. But Thomas Massie is not your enemy. Like, Massie is, he's extremely principled and, you know, not going to vote on certain things because of the spending aspect of it. He's very principled on the foreign aid aspect. He's going to vote no in all foreign aid. But Massie is not the left lunatic that is our real enemy. Neither is Marjorie Taylor Greene. But it's like, just the, I understand that's Trump. I understand, you know, that's Trump trolling or whatever. But first of all, really out of line in my opinion. But also, that just gets attention away from our real enemies. Our enemy is not Thomas Massie. Our real enemies are the leftists. So it's just really out of line, but also, what's the point? It's just distracting from the real fight that we need to be having.
So you're right, and I'm going to add on to what you're saying. The enemy is not even though some of the people we're talking about on both sides, maybe, never mind, I'm not going to say both sides. The enemy are the principles and the policies that are ruining our country. And we're allowing these disagreements that are disgusting and rude. Here we are back to free speech. That's the enemy. And we're constantly getting distracted because we like to worship at the altar of being right. I am concerned as a woman, not as a woman, I'm concerned that a politician receives a poll that says, don't run because your numbers are low. Is this a reaction to bad news? And so now we're going to trot out and get ahead of it and say things about Trump. And now Trump's going to say things about this politician. I don't know. I'm confused by it all because here we are again, the same place we were last week, distracted from what is going on. Immigration, affordability, healthcare, education, and on and on and on. That's the problem. And here we are as Republicans fighting. Trump is so rude, it is unspeakably, you don't have to say any of that. But here he is, and y'all are all going to be surprised to know that we do this often. If we disagree with what he is saying, we'll tell you. We disagree. You did not need to say that. Zip it. You have no idea the grief involved in losing somebody close to you. And if you do, then please let that color your interpretation of events with someone like Thomas Massie. I agree that Thomas Massie can go against Trump, whatever. Either, again, here's the other thread, free speech or not free speech. So I can get mad at Trump and disagree with the rudeness that he is putting out there because it's totally rude. He's free to say this. She's free to say that. But please save it, dude, when it comes to somebody's new spouse. Save it. That is cruel. For anybody who's lost a spouse, you know that's cruel. But then we're back to the infighting and not dealing with what needs to be dealt with. You guys can't afford a place to live. We need to fix the interest rates. You've got to fix immigration. Marjorie Taylor Greene may or may not need to run again because she was showed a poll that she didn't like. And I'm also very concerned about the fact that she went out and was apologizing to the mainstream media, the very media she's criticized for years. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What is going on? I'm so confused. I'm really confused because nothing we need to get done is getting done. We have principles and policies that need dealing with. That's the enemy.
Just reminds me of middle school. Honestly, I mean, both sides, all of them. It is so childish and so embarrassing. And it's not anything new, but what's new is that we've turned the guns on each other. And all the while, we're becoming what we hate on the left, which is, you know, the left is extremely effective because they all fall in line with little ducks and you pledge allegiance to Kamala or, you know, Sleepy Joe, whoever it is, even though he should have been in a home somewhere. They are very dedicated. And if you veer from that, you're outcast and you're shunned. And we always pushed that away and said, we will never be like that. And that's exactly what's happening.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Trump is trying to get everybody to fall in line, nobody think outside the box or have their own opinion, and I don't like that at all. There are so many things in that tweet that Trump put out. I will give him credit for all the great things he's done. But I also will say this helps no one. And I don't even know what he's trying to achieve. Like, I'm genuinely asking, what is the point? Like, what do you think you're going to accomplish with this kind of rhetoric within your party? And we just lost Charlie Kirk. Tucker Carlson is whatever Tucker is right now. We don't have a leader. And Donald Trump historically has been our leader. I'm not following this childishness.
What he's doing is, with Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene in particular, I think he's using them as an example to everybody else.
Like, if you get out of line, I'm coming after you?
I will come after you. I will fund the stew out of your primary opponent, and I will see you to be thrown out of Congress. I think maybe there's a sense of, you know, Trump thinks that Massey and Greene can take it. But I think Marjorie Taylor Greene beef is a little more personal. I don't know what happened behind the scenes, if there was some personal annoyance, you know, from MTG with Trump. So I think that one's a little more personal than Massey. I think he's using Massey as, you know, the most example, because I think he knows Massey can take it and is tough. But I think he's using it to make examples out of people. But the troubling part is, literally, I think either the same day or the day before he disavowed and took back his endorsement of Marjorie Taylor Greene, he was playing golf with Lindsey Graham. Like, that's not a joke. Like, he actually was playing golf with Lindsey Graham. I think he was playing in Lindsey's golf tournament. So what kind of world is it that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Massey are getting attacked, but Lindsey Graham gets an endorsement? All that does is just appease the current GOP swamp, and it's a slap in the face to young conservatives, and it shows the message of, if you can give me money, if you can flatter me, you know, you'll get an endorsement, but if you step out of line one bit, I'm going hard after you. And I don't think that's a good message to send. But I will say, the whole segment's not bashing Trump. I will give Trump massive credit for backing Tucker Carlson, because that's a big Overton window statement, because all the Mark Levins and the Ben Shapiros and all of these people that claim that they're actual MAGA, Mark Levin loves to post truths that Trump, you know, puts out about Mark Levin. Like, Mark Levin's whole shtick is, I'm Trump's buddy. I know MAGA better than you do. But I think Trump backing Tucker and saying he can interview whoever he wants, like, that's a big statement for free speech.
Yeah.
So I'll give Trump credit for sure on, like, that. That is huge. Yeah. But I think a real question needs to be had about, what is MAGA? Is MAGA Lindsey Graham in the swamp, or is MAGA the Massey's and Marjorie Taylor Greene's who have independent thought? So I think that's the bigger issue.
I think when he acts like the narcissist that we have heard the leftist call him for so long, when he acts like that, they're like, see, we told you. That's, you can't reason with somebody like that. You just can't. And it's his way or the highway, period. And I wish that we could have our personal disagreements, but then come together around all the good things he did, because you're right. He's done amazing things for our country, and for that we're grateful. But when you hear a narcissist talk, you're like, forget it, y'all. Like, just go back to the house. There is literally nothing you can say or do. Lindsey flatters him, they don't. And he wants to crush them because he likes to win. Above anything else, he likes to win. We know that. But I think it was apparent this weekend that you're just a little, it's a little withering. And that's where the Democrats win. Every time they are right behind whoever's leading them. And we are so darned independent. We insist on doing things our way. And we have a very hard time falling in line, which is why we make bad leaders ultimately down the road, because we're handed positions of leadership and then we just do nothing. So
I don't want to lose that, though. I mean, I don't.
I don't either. I don't either.
But there is a balance.
I don't know how, without Christ, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think maybe on the other side we can talk about what is MAGA. Is it still a thing? Is it blindly following Trump? Is it sticking to the GOP platform and conservative values? Because it seems to be an inflection point of, I'm not really sure what that means anymore. I don't know if America does either. But we got to pull it together because we've got some elections coming up and we're going to be toast if we can't get it together. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side, where we are going to go to lunch, but not now.
Maybe I should give you a heads up warning when your mics are hot right before we come back. Yeah,
you know what, JP, and I should know that I'm a grown woman. Okay, I'm a grown person.
Just don't ever use last names in the studio.
Nope, not last names. Maybe we don't need. We need something. We may need to just write right here, like right here, so nobody can
see. Some sign language.
I'm a grown person, and I know that. So, lesson learned. Okay. So, are we texting or are we, you said MAGA. What is MAGA anymore? What does that mean?
I don't even think I know. Do you, JP?
I think, okay, if we're being realistic about what MAGA has become, I think MAGA has been hijacked by people with a lot of money and the GOP swamp. Because in 2016, that was a massive, massive coup, if you will, against the establishment on the right. Like Trump winning, and not only winning in the primaries, the Republican side, but beating the Clinton establishment. Like that was a big moment. I think the establishment on the right, the GOP swamp, learned how to infiltrate MAGA, aka with a lot of money / flattering Trump and telling him what he wants to hear. So then I think they used that to hijack. We saw it in the first administration where it's like the people in Trump's administration were like not what MAGA is supposed to be. I worry if the same thing's happening again in Trump's second administration with Lindsey Graham. You know, we talked about people like Susie Wiles who are in the administration that all those things I've heard about her, you know, via reports are not great, but yet MTG and Massey are going, you know, getting attacked. So MAGA right now, if you want the truth, I think it's the GOP swamp that is infiltrating things. And I'm not saying that everything that's being done is bad, but I think there's a little bit of hesitancy, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Trump, don't deport all of our workers. We need them. We give you money. We're at Mar-a-Lago. Do you want us to suffer? I think that's truthfully what it is right now.
Question. May I ask a question?
Why are you asking me? Yes.
Kind sir. So who is making those decisions and pulling those strings and influencing the Susie Wiles and who's the biscuit that held up the sign that said, hey, 50-year mortgages is a good idea?
Oh, Pulte,
Bill Pulte.
Bill whatever. Who is running that show?
That's a good question. Because just like in 2016, like you're saying, MAGA is the dream. MAGA is a like American dream that we all buy into. It's a revitalized American dream. And it is very troubling. And I don't know who's pulling the strings, except they have a lot of money. And they'll spend every last dollar to make sure that the lobbyists are paid, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce gets its money. That, I mean, everybody's getting help but us. And why? I thought we learned our lesson the first time. And here we are doing it again. It's like we're just handing it over. And then he comes out with something like this morning. He's got plans to gut Obamacare. That's great. Is that actually going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's a great question. And probably everybody's asking. It's money, but who? Whose money?
Well, I mean, some of his biggest donors, they're out there. I mean, people like Miriam Adelson. I just think one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Ackman.
She has terrible hair, too.
She does.
Does she have bad hair?
Oh.
Wait, is she the one with the really short hair?
No, she's got the bleach.
It's bleach blonde. It's 1980s, like how we did our bangs back then.
Are you saying Tammy Faye Baker?
No, more like she's in an 80s hair band. It's almost like...
I got to look her up.
I think other good ones are Silicon Valley, Peter Thiel, mm-hmm. Bill Ackman. Mm-hmm. I think Elon Musk, I would have said him before the falling out, who's been really pro H-1B. So I think if you go and follow the money and look at his biggest donors and then look at the policies that are getting pushed, I think you can kind of connect the dots.
Yeah, somebody's going to be unhappy and it usually ends up being us. You can't have it. You can't have everything. So he's needed to figure out if he's for us or for them. Oh, we'll be back.
Somebody's got to send us out.
Hey, folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors, and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Welcome back to Right Side. Apparently, JP now needs to tell me that the mics are hot. Thank you, JP. So that I don't say anything silly or ridiculous.
I'm going to step out and take this phone call because it's the vet.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Y'all got it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Okay. So everybody, we'll keep you updated on the sweet pup. Hopefully the news is good. So JP.
Yes, ma'am.
We haven't had a chance to look through the woke PBS situation going on in Alabama. Before we do that, we had wrestled through your killer montage up to what is MAGA and who's pulling the strings. But the next thing, because I want to wait until Allison comes back so we can talk about it, and I know perhaps tomorrow we'll discuss chemtrails, is the last thing that you mentioned. And maybe you want to talk about this, is you're writing now for a paper in Athens.
I am. I actually don't know if they've announced it yet, but yeah.
And you talked about this very thing, which is ironic that this ends up being the first thing we kick off our show with today.
Yeah. So basically the gist of it was, you know, like we were talking about, MAGA seems to be entering a transition/ we're kind of seeing a MAGA civil war, if you want to put it that way, a MAGA split at the very least. And so the first time the GOP will be Trumpless since 2015, this upcoming election. So what will the GOP look like moving forward? Because Trump has been the GOP since 2015. And it's not a good sign, because with Trump appearing to kind of, you know, appease the GOP swamp, or not even the GOP swamp, but these people like Bill Ackman and Peter Thiel, lifelong Democrats who saw Trump as an opportunity to, if I give this guy money, mm-hmm. I can talk in his ear and maybe I can get something out of this. They're not conservative. They're not traditional. They're old school Democrats. They're just using Trump. I think when Trump appeases to those, instead of appeasing to the likes of Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm not saying I agree with everything they say,
right?
But it's a slap in the face to young conservatives, because it says I care more about the establishment and the people that give me money rather than my young conservatives. Because right now is the turning point. If you know, if the Gen Z support of the GOP goes by the wayside, because Trump's approval rating with Gen Z was 58% in January. As of last week, there was a poll that it was at 38%. Things causing that was the Epstein file debacle, the continued support of the war in Gaza and America's role in it, and then the 50-year mortgage crap.
Mm-hmm.
50-year mortgages, and you know, it looks like you're just committing young people to banks for 50 years instead of, I don't know, deporting illegals, keeping BlackRock from owning single-family homes. You know, stuff like that is what the young conservatives want to see, not this simple fix. Well, you pay more pay less on each payment, even though your interest is way through the roof. You got to pay more long-term. My point in saying that is, if the policies that Trump supports doesn't appeal to the young conservatives, it continues to appeal to the money and his donors, then the GOP, the future of the GOP is going to be crap, because the future of the GOP is Gen Z conservatives. And if they don't, if they're not on board with the GOP anymore and they just don't vote at all, then that gives room to the radical left to come in with socialism. Like we saw it with Zohran Mamdani, and they come in and they just win, because I'm not saying young conservatives will vote Democrat. They just won't vote at all because they'll see the whole system as what's the point?
So do you think that right now Gen Z feels ripped off?
A lot of them do. And if you go on, you know, the interwebs where Gen Z operates, this is why the people that claim the MAGA split is just an online discussion. Yeah, well, the online discussion is with the future of the GOP. That's where they're conversing. So that is a window into the future of the GOP.
So how do you think you get Gen Z to look past Trump and his foibles to being committed? Because the other part about your generation is that you're more churched. Young men are going to church at quite the clip. Like, this is great. So you're getting grounded again. Young women are, like my daughter, turning home and was always going to be a mom, but was halfway through her master's and then started having children. And she's happily at home. But that's such a refreshing restoration. And please don't hear me saying what I'm not saying. You do what you have to do for your family, period. But tradition seems to be coming back in your generation.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
So how do you get young men and women who are forward thinking, because you can see through the morass of Trump and this, you feel ripped off right now. How then do you get the thought process to be, he may be being foolish right now and we can't trust him, but we still want to conserve American principles. How do you do that?
It's a lot more simple than you would think. It's just the act of doing it. I think it's real simple of, hey, we want 10 million illegal aliens gone by the end of this administration. Do whatever you got to do to get that done. I think when it comes to that, you got the likes of Susie Wiles or others in the administration that go, whoa, that is awful optics. That's going to crush us in the midterms. I don't like seeing these protesters get thrown around by ICE when they're blocking roads and such. That is not because that's the, oh, I don't know, that's a little scary. Yeah, Gen Z conservatives, they want action. They want action long term. And, so deporting illegal aliens, things such as the banning BlackRock from buying up single family homes, foreign aid that, if you ask questions about where foreign aid is going, that doesn't make you a hateful person. That doesn't make you, an isolationist. It's just, hey, that money could be put into Americans instead of, whatever such battle or whatever conflict overseas. You're not a hateful person for doing that. And so I think that those are the big three.
Okay.
Home affordability, deportations, and I think America first policies, and stop shaming people as anti-Semites or whatever because they ask certain questions. Because all that does is radicalizes the conservatives and the Gen Z even more. And it makes them lose hope in the system altogether. I think it's so simple because it's a lot of what Trump ran on. I think the old school Republicans got in his ear and who love to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not go that far. That's a little far.
Yeah.
Well, conservatives and Gen Z are radical and not in the way of, they're a Nazi generation. They want action and they're not going to listen to the, oof, but the left. Can you imagine what the left will do if we'll do that? That's what kills it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Every time. I think that's great. And I think it's probably why Charlie Kirk said, you guys are going to be the ones to save the country. You are the future of the country. I think that's right because you are action oriented. And I think once we had buy-in from you guys, I think Trump mistakenly thought he'd always have buy-in from you guys. But I also believe that you will be the ones to work around and outwit and outplay and outlast and go, absolutely not. We're not buying any of this. You need to do what you said you're going to do.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same thing that our good friend Scott Beeson used to say when it came to elected officials and their palm cards. Just do what you said on your card.
Yeah.
When you begged for us to elect you. Mm-hmm. Just do that and we'll be fine. And I also agree with you. And at some point, we will have to have a long discussion about church history.
Yeah.
and what their church was taught up until the Scofield Study Bible in the 1850s, because you're right. We should be allowed to ask questions without people hurling insults back at us. Mm. Because often when you hurl back insults, it's because you don't have information. How about let's just ask questions and freely discuss ideas before we decide somebody is or isn't a particular type of person. Like, that makes you not different than the people you say, we're not going to be like them. And then you turn into them. That's really interesting. But I do think you're capable of it, because I have been impressed at every turn. Our kids, my kids are y'all's age. I mean, 26 on down. And they pay so much attention. They're often passing details to me that I didn't know about or I had just started investigating. So we're glad you are here and part of the show to offer your perspective. But I also know the listeners are going to appreciate reading what you have to say.
Thank you.
And it's motivating for us to start writing again and to expand our platform. But I just wanted to give our vast audience a heads up that you guys have good stuff from JP to look forward to in Athens and soon beyond.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And one last thought on to wrap a bow on it.
Yeah.
The left does not have the issue that the GOP is having right now of trigger shy to do certain things. Ugh. They are fully united. Whatever they say they're going to do,
they do it.
They do it, and then more. So I'm not sure this administration understands what's at stake. This is not 2001, politics. We need action, and we have to actually set the left back, because if we don't, the left's going to be ready to strike, while the iron's hot. So it's just, the action needs to happen now. So,
yep. You're exactly right. Well said, JP.
Thank you.
All right. More news, more info, more discussion when we come back from this break. And then we have guests in the 4 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Right Side. We'll be back. Welcome back to Right Side. If you missed it, you've missed a lot. But I can tell from the text line, y'all are very active today. We're very grateful we're coming to your text line. I have one more thought, because I was conversing with a friend on the socials. We were talking about Trump, MTG, Massey, et cetera, et cetera. And I was only looking at it from one side. I said MTG got her feelings hurt. You know what? Trump's feelings are hurt too.
That's true.
Because you don't act that way and lash out that violently. I'm just using violent as a figurative word, but just
dramatically,
just big feelings for two grown folks, three grown folks. Okay. Unless your feelings are hurt. And why are your feelings hurt? Because you actually cared about the person. So I think you're right. It's going back to your assessment that this is personal. This feels way more personal than other times. So I think they're all, their feelings are hurt. You're dealing with people who are politicians who have big feelings and their whole world is on display. I'm still bothered that MTG has gone to the lamestream and decided to apologize. That really bothers me.
Yeah.
Really bothers me, the things that Trump has said. But more than that, it bothers me that as a country and people who believe the way that we believe cannot seem to get ourselves in line behind policies and principles that can serve American values. That bothers me.
Yeah. But it's not even the Trump said mean things. It's, why are you doing that at Marjorie Taylor Greene? If he did that at Schumer, AOC, Bernie, it's like, yes,
I got a no problem with that.
That is our real enemies. But when he does it to people on the right that step out of line a little bit, it's like, stop, we're getting distracted. And it's just frustrating. I wish it would be directed at our real enemies. There's no enemies to the right of us. I can promise you that. The people to the right of us, or people that disagree a little bit, they don't kill us like the radical left has started to do. So,
yeah, it's vicious. And again, for me, I'm sure, I don't even know, I can't say that for sure. For me, it's about the principles that they adhere to are completely antithetical to the ones that we do, and they have no trouble training their vitriol on us. And you're right, we shouldn't train our vitriol on each other. Stop. Yeah. Just stop it. Get back to running the country. Zip it, y'all. I'm putting everybody in a timeout. Just go to your corner and stop talking.
Agreed.
Take away his Diet Coke. All right, we have some great text, JP.
We do. We got Michael from Moulton here, just starting at the top. Says, totally agree with JP on Trump's mouthy tweets. It's also part of the reason I can't even get a liberal to understand the global market price of a barrel of oil right now is down. because they're too busy being distracted by any economic progress due to him running his mouth, blinding them.
Hmm. Okay.
That's another interesting angle.
That's very interesting.
Another text here says, Massey and Green have stood on principles for years. They have proven stability, which is more than could be said of Trump and his rhinos. Well, yeah, I think the rhino part, for sure. I think Trump has been steered. Trump, when he's not being distracted / flattered by the rhinos, can be awesome. It's just getting him not to be distracted by the rhinos. It's a problem.
That's exactly right.
We got Mark from Red Bay. Oh, that was about the Parvo incident. John from Miner says, y'all are doing the best of jobs on this show. I appreciate y'all staying true and honest to your values. I've never laughed so hard listening to the show. I must mention, much love to y'all and all praise to the Father.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much. Happy way to kick off a Monday.
David from Huntsville says, I don't like Trump's behavior at times, but really glad to see that we want the best Republicans in the Green and Massey seats.
That's funny and true.
Yeah. Mike from Florence says, the phrase, quote, making housing more affordable. Oh, excuse me. The phrase is, quote, making housing more affordable, not, quote, make payments more affordable. A 50-year mortgage only pushes the actual cost down the road. Some property does actually depreciate. How much is yours going to be worth in 50 years? Nancy Pelosi probably knows, because some factors are where highway money is going to be spent and what industry is coming or not. Property owners around Bellefonte nuclear plant probably wish they never took on a 20 to 30 year mortgage.
Well said. That's a very good point.
Because like the pitch is, well, you could pay less on each payment. It's like, that is such a bank lobbyist, you know, elitist. Well, come on, you know, you just sign on the line. Does this much seem more on each inch or on each payment, or is this much more? You want to pay less each payment, right? They think you're stupid.
They do think we're stupid. And have you ever stopped to consider, when I was a little kid, cars were very inexpensive. Homes were very inexpensive. And it's a great way to invest money. I get it. But have you ever even stopped just to think about the price of cars? I mean, soon we'll go back and go, you know what? A horse is not a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some of the cars you look at and you think, that is $150,000. How in the world? That's what houses cost when we were newlyweds. Good houses. Mm-hmm. So I think we really have a lot to work on economically and reducing inflation, lowering the interest rates, working on providing American jobs, which also involves deportation. It also involves getting honest about why we're dumping people in certain places in the country. And why or why not that works. It doesn't work, by the way. That's like the trick question. Figure out the H-1B visa situation by putting a halt. I saw an old friend say that today. Just stop everything right now. Pause. Evaluate.
Yep.
Then move forward. We are running at a breakneck speed into a tornado, and we're hoping nobody gets hurt. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we don't know the word pause in government. We only know the word spend and new horrible ideas, and then spend some more. And oh, let's vote on it. And oh, let's make some money off of it. We only know that. But the rest of us are out here going, pause, hold it, add some common sense. Hey, Elon Musk, where are you?
Yeah.
We need you right now, dude.
Agreed.
Anyway. Don't go anywhere. We've got more on the other side.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.